Welcome back to the Woodbury Report, where we talk with people helping struggling teens and young adults. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. Today is April 14th, 2016, and we're going to talk about failure to launch in young adults. I have two guests. One is Andrew Muskovitz. Hi, Andrew. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Lon.
And also Clay Garrett. Clay, good to have you here, too.
Good to be here, Lon. Thanks.
Now, Clay and Andrew are the co-founders of Urban Edge. Now, they bill themselves as a modern mentorship immersion for young adults in Boulder, Colorado. And so the topic is reversing the failure to launch. And so failure to launch, there is a movie by that name, and I think people have a general idea. But so Andrew, could we start with you? Could you explain a little bit about what's the failure to launch phenomenon and how serious is it? And then, Clay, if you have anything to add to it, go ahead.
Well, it certainly seems to be a growing issue. You know, I think going back to just my original opinions about origin of failure to launch behavior, you know, I think that we have grown out of an era where there was real life skills built into almost all high school and early college curriculums. And so we're seeing, you know, some budding young adults trying to come into their own with really no sufficient daily life skills, personal finance, coaching, and a lot of young adults leave high school going into a college environment, and most of them, if not a lot of them, have, you know, freedom, a degree of autonomy for the first time in their lives, and I think for a lot of young adults, it's hard to know what to do with it. And so I think that's really the crux of the origin of some problematic behaviors, and we see, you know, we see that manifest in myriad ways across young adults, but I think that's where it starts.
Yeah, well, part of what you're saying, it sounds like our theory of youth and adolescence and our education system, because, you know, I'm a grandfather, and when I was in school, there was shop, there was things. A lot of my contemporaries went right out of high school and went to work and were earning a wage that could support a family, because somewhere they got the skills, or the skills were more easily gotten. There's a manufacturing type work, more easily gotten in on the job. But it sounds like that whole scene has changed, and so it's not just an immaturity, but it's a lack of preparation, and maybe the preparation is not possible at that age. Clay, what do you think?
Well, you know, Lon, I think that one of the things that we're trying to do here at Urban Edge is sort of bring some of that older school ideology, you know, back to the forefront. And what I mean by that are internships and apprenticeships. You know, what we see with young adults is they come out of wilderness, and, you know, at that point in their life, they are maybe in the best place they've been spiritually, physically, emotionally in quite some time. And we want to bring them out of that wilderness setting where they have a lot of momentum and place them into internships and apprenticeships where they get that skill set, you know, firsthand, and then can apply that to other things down the road, education, jobs, careers, and such.
Okay, so that's an integral part of it. And by coming from a wilderness therapy programs, I think that is sort of a given. Your clientele are ones that had behavioral and emotional problems in the first place.
Certainly, at least a history of that type of those types of issues. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what's the key thing in failure to launch? We talked about some things in general. Could you give you some examples of some of the symptoms of some of these kids that the young adults? I still call them kids. I'm old enough to call them kids. Some examples of what's happening before they went to wilderness, and that you have to work on once they get to you.
Well, I think, you know, a big factor is general apathy. I think a lot of young adults today don't have the work ethic that maybe young adults had, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. One of the things that we see is a real lack of grit. And grit, I guess, is defined most easily by, you know, this determination and perseverance that keeps them pushing forward and pursuing their goals. And we don't see a whole lot of that.
Okay, so I guess one description of your program would be to intervene by injecting some grit in these kids, some backbone, you might say it.
Yes, backbone is exactly right.
Okay, so how do you do that? You have a kid coming in, so he's gone through wilderness. He's in a good spot emotionally. He's feeling confident and all that, but he still doesn't have the have a lot of these skills. And of course, from a short-term program like wilderness, they're pretty fragile to go back to the old habits. So what do you do? What's the first thing you do when a kid shows up and enrolls, and everybody decides this is the thing for him to do?
Well, the first thing we do, Lon, is we bring them in and we move them through an orientation process, and that includes becoming oriented with the city of Denver. We have a staff that will go around with each young adult and show them the rapid transit system and that sort of thing, so that they can move around the city as needed. After that, usually the first week they're enrolled in the program, we will run them through a series of assessments. We do a Myers-Briggs, the iStrong inventory, the Strong inventory, work engagement profile, a conflict resolution profile. And we have one of our two therapists then review the assessment with the client. And this gives us a good idea of where they're at with their skill sets, what things they like and don't like career-wise, core interest-wise, that sort of thing. And that gives us a bit of a map to use to point them in the right direction towards internships, apprenticeships that we have established within the community.
Okay, well, I hear two things in that. One is some basic life skills, how to get around on the transit system. That's pretty important, I presume. There's some other basic life skills that they might not have gotten, like how to wash their clothes or something like that, and or cook a meal. And then the other is a battery of various tests to do a formal assessment of just where they're at, right?
Exactly. And Lon, you're right. We do a lot of the basic life skills stuff as well. Many of our clients come in and they struggle with that, getting up on time, taking care of their clothes, being able to cook healthy, nutritious meals for themselves, picking up their own clothing. All of these things are, what we see in failure to launch young adults.
Yeah, Lon, one of the things I think is important to mention just regarding the metropolitan area and some of the things that facilitates is that I feel like there are many approaches to this population that are essentially attempting to prepare an individual to confront the problems that have presented themselves in the past. And I think one of the critical pieces to not generating the likelihood of a third or fourth transitional experience is putting them in an environment where they have enough autonomy to address those problems in real time as they come and present themselves, versus being in somewhat of a removed environment where essentially the skills are being honed in a controlled environment in anticipation of some of those bumps in the road post-treatment.
So that's where you get the mentorship, because I think you're explaining basically a mentor, some guide that's going to help them make the decisions as problems come up. And I presume the student, the young adult, is trained and are oriented to when they have a problem and don't know what to do, they come to their mentor.
They come to their mentor, and so whether that's in a professional setting or an academic setting or just in our residential house, they are coming to us to deal with those issues. We're also helping confront those issues when they're not allowing themselves to be aware. Maybe this would be something helpful for parents to hear, but I'm coming from a perspective of having gone to wilderness as a young adult about 13 years ago. And so, I'm trying to craft an experience, and we're trying to craft an experience that mitigates some of the issues that I experienced transitioning out of wilderness and some of those opportunities that I think would have helped me out.
Okay, well, let's turn this around a little bit. You mentioned the parents. What have you learned in your work previously and your work currently that would be good advice for parents that might have a failure to launch kid on their hands?
Well, I think one of the important areas to focus is the family dynamic changes required to have an adult and ambassador-like relationship, a mutually beneficial relationship between child and parent. There's often a drastic change in wilderness, both in the manner of communication, the degree to which issues are communicated about, the level of vulnerability that's expected on the part of both the family and the child or the young adult. And I think that that's critical to that process. I also think it's critical moving forward to change that relationship to a sustainable style long term, where parents are not perceived as a threat or the gatekeeper to future progress, where a young adult doesn't feel like they have to stand in opposition to their family in order to assert their own needs and their own feelings.
Well, they're going to go for independence one way or another, even if it's
That's
a very
right.
passive-aggressive way, they're going to assert it. And so the parents need to keep that in mind, and that's a fine balance because it's going to be different with each kid. Enough autonomy to satisfy them, but not so much as that they're a danger to themselves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what do you see? Let's talk a little bit about Urban Edge, and we just got a couple of minutes left. And what do you see doing and how that's going to evolve? I know you said you just started in January, so you still have your first kids. But speculate a little bit on what you hope to grow and develop.
Well, Lon, I think that, you know, our biggest charge is to, you know, put these young adults in an environment that fosters, you know, grit, like we talked about before, accountability, responsibility, that sort of thing, but also plug them into internships and apprenticeships that are related to their core interests. One of the other things that I think that we do differently is we have a little bit different approach to our therapeutic model, where we give our clients a lot of privacy in that therapeutic relationship. All of our clients, you know, sign a release of information form that allows the therapist to contact us if there's some sort of red flag issue. But by and large, our clients have a private relationship with their therapist. And what we find is that because they're not being put in a place where they have to share what's going on for them therapeutically, they're more likely to share that information with us and seek our counsel.
Okay, but you would have that fail-safe there thing. If something looks like it's dangerous to, or pretty negative, the therapist will let you know.
We do. And we work with a therapist locally here in Denver, and then we also have a therapist that works out of Sandpoint, Idaho, that does our family work and our family workshops.
Okay, well, that's very good. Well, we about ran out of time. Andrew, would you explain a little bit about how people could, if they're interested in either talking to either of you or maybe checking into the program, how they'd get a hold of you?
Sure. So our website is www.urbanedge-denver.com. And for general inquiries, there's a hyperlink in our website, as well as we have an 800 number. And you know, just given the population, I guess I really don't mind giving my personal information out. My cell phone number is 720-668-7472. And Clay's phone number is 720-668-4919.
Very good. Well, that's what I call hands-on, giving out your own cell number on that. Okay, well, that's very good. Well, thank you very much, Andrew and Clay. Oh, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking to Andrew Muscovich and Clay Garrett, the co-founders of Urban Edge, a modern mentorship immersion for young adults in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Lon.
Thanks, Lon.